Merritt Street, we're building a new morning show where our guiding principle is to always value your time.
We'd love for you to join us. Be part of our community.
Each morning will be packed full of news, information, advice, and a lot of fun.
And we promise we'll never waste your time.
I'm Dominique Soxa.
I'm Fanchon Singer. Join us for Morning on Merritt Street.
8 a.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Essential television.
Today on an all-new Dr. Phil.
Kathy says her father spent her inheritance that was close to $1 million.
What kind of a man does this to his daughter?
When he cut her out of his will.
Did you betray her?
I didn't tell her the truth.
She shut him out of her life.
I will never speak with my father again.
I came here to reconnect with my daughter. I'm missing your love.
Did her inheritance cause the conflict?
Was any of the money and controversy here yours?
No.
Or is it about more than money?
I don't feel like I have a father that would protect me.
What you're saying is you should have been there for me, so just say it. Or are you going to shut him out till you die because he made some bad decisions? I know things are tough out there, but we can do this.
If it matters to you, that's what I want to talk about.
10 seconds to air.
We love you.
Well, thank you. This is going to be a changing day in your life.
Ready, camera 5.
3, take track.
Go, Dr. Phil.
Let's do it.
Well, today we're talking about a five-letter word that can many times come between loved ones and divide families forever. Anybody guess what I'm talking about?
Money.
M-O-N-E-Y. You bet. Money. From battling over inheritance to what's fair when it comes to prenuptial agreements, we're taking on some of the biggest and most controversial money fights. Now, see these two empty chairs here? They represent a father and a daughter who've had their relationship ripped apart over an inheritance worth close to $1 million. Take a look.
My father gave away close to $1 million to my brother. I am left with no inheritance.
This was not the intention to take my daughter's inheritance away from her. I invested in real estate with my son. At the time, it seemed like a good idea. I didn't tell my wife and my daughter that I was spending this much money.
My father forged checks totaling $58,000 out of my mother's account, cashed out $502,000 in stocks, took a $200,000 equity line of credit out on their home without my mother's knowledge. My father stole my son's college funds totaling $69,000. It's one thing to do something to me, it's another thing to do something to my children.
She felt that she equally deserved the amount of money that her brother got.
I want to know, how could he give all that money over all those years to my brother, and where is it now? What kind of man leaves his daughter out to dry?
I certainly wish my daughter would understand that I love her as much as her brother.
If Ed does not tell Dr. Phil the truth, I will never speak with my father again. I'm done.
Well, so it seems to be an important conversation we're getting ready to have. Kathy says her father's dishonesty has dramatically changed their relationship.
I worship the ground that he walked on. Now, the relationship between Ed and I is non-existent. I don't think he deserves to be called Dad. I refer to him as Ed. I absolutely cannot handle the lies and manipulation. When he calls and I see his phone number, I start shaking. I've changed my number a couple times and not given it to him, and I've blocked him from my email. I don't want to see a written word anymore from him because it means nothing to me. This has completely devastated and changed my life. What kind of a man does this to his daughter?
Well, Ed admits that he betrayed his daughter, and he says he's apologized for that. But Kathy has still not forgiven him.
I certainly apologize to Kathy about what I did. It's very difficult to have a relationship. There's a lack of trust. I would like her to learn how to trust me again. I miss the grandchildren. I miss my daughter. I would like to have a relationship we had before. I feel like I've failed as a father. There's certainly a hole in my life, in my heart.
Okay, tell me why you want to be here.
I want an answer from my father. Why? Why did he give everything to my brother and nothing to me? Why did he lie to me? And how could he look at me and go on camping trips, play golf, come to my house, go to Christmases, and lie to me.
Okay, and I'm going to get to you in a second and ask the same question here, but I really believe 80% of all questions are statements in disguise. And when you say, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Aren't you really saying, you shouldn't have done this, you shouldn't have done that?
Yes.
I mean, you're not really, I mean, this isn't really a question. You know there's going to be some explanation, and whatever it is not going to satisfy you. Because you're not asking a question. You're saying, you did me wrong, you shouldn't have done this.
Right.
True?
True.
I'm just trying to cut to the bottom line here, because I've got one goal here, and one goal only. It doesn't have anything to do with making a television show. It doesn't have anything to do with playing lawyer or trying to get the money right, because I'm not a lawyer and I can't get the money right. The only thing I care about is this family relationship here. And I think it's terrible, the state that it's in. Ed, why did you agree to be here?
Why am I here? The reason I'm here, my daughter gave me an ultimatum that this was the only forum that she would talk to me about in. So I'm here for that reason, because I certainly desire to have a relationship with my daughter and my grandchildren.
Did you betray her?
I betrayed her because I didn't tell her the truth. That's how I betrayed her.
I've got bones to pick with both of you in this thing, actually. How did this involve you? These were things that involved business decisions you made. Then they didn't work out. We know that. And trust me, you're not the only one to make bad investments. You're not the first. You're not going to be the last. But this had to do with his relationship with his wife, mm-hmm. who's, of course, your mother. How does that involve you? Because was any of the money in controversy here yours?
No. In fact, I've always stood on my own 2 feet. My father, you know that. I've always prided myself in trying not to borrow money or ask for money, and if I did, I would feel bad that I asked. And that is part of the betrayal, because I did ask to borrow some money for some legal fees. I don't feel protected by you. I don't feel protected, and that's a part of the betrayal. One time I asked to borrow money, and you said, no, you didn't have the money. And I looked back in records, and that very same month, you had given my brother $17,310. But why would you not let me borrow less than $1,000? It's not about the money. It's about protection and protecting your I'm your daughter.
Well, I do believe I did give you some money, but it was not the way I'd like to give you more money to help you out.
I was standing in the driveway. I was getting into the car. I was getting ready to drive to the airport. You said no. My mom went inside. She got a yellow checkbook, which I now understand that she had inheritance. I didn't know. I never got involved in your money. And she wrote the check for me. She signed the check. It was from her inheritance.
Well, when you say I gave your brother money, I invested money to cover the paying of
he
taxes.
You paid his child support.
I paid for the taxes of a house is what I was paying taxes for.
You paid for his child support.
Okay, but now, wait a minute. You say it's not about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all of this that you've told us, we're through talking about that then.
Okay.
Okay, right?
Sure.
I'm trying to sort this out because you say it's not about the money, and I agree it's not about the money. You did some things that you didn't like, mm-hmm. and he didn't do some things that you felt like you needed. Mm-hmm. Moral support, emotional support. But aren't you the one that has cut him out of your life? You say you're not there for me. You say you've changed your phone number twice. You don't answer emails. You don't call him father. You call him Ed. You say you're not there for me right after you tell us on tape that you've totally walled him out of your life. Is he supposed to climb that wall?
Mm-hmm. I gave you a year to come clean and give me answers as to why, not just I did a stupid thing, but why did you do it? And no answers, and just, well, I just did a stupid thing. I don't know why. I don't know why I did it. And you're a smart man. You're a mathematician. You're a PhD. You're a smart man. So I don't know why, and it doesn't really cut it for me.
Well, I mean, originally when I made these investments, it was the time when I was trying to establish a business and help your brother out. And at the time, you were well off financially. It's not that you're disinherited, because there is an inheritance that you are slated to get, because in all this happenings, I did get separated, legally separated from my wife, which was a consequence of all these actions. And there was an equal division of property, and my daughter's slated to get my wife's half of that property. And so it's not that she's disinherited, but is that she hasn't received the money that I had available to give her at the time. So that's inequitable in that sense.
Well, it is and it isn't. Look, we're going to take a break. It's been 2 years since Ed last saw his grandchildren. I hate that. They don't call him grandfather. They don't call him grandpa. They call him Ed. Lisa Bloom, our legal analyst, is here. I want her to weigh in on this for everybody involved to understand. But you got to keep your eye on the relationship ball here, because if we leave here today and there's still this angst between these two, then we've not made any progress. I don't want that to happen. We'll be right back.
The hardest thing about this is my children. He can do what he wants to me, but if he's gonna hurt my kids in this way, it's horrible. My children feel enormously betrayed by him. Ed is dead to them.
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil.
What do you think happened to your mother?
They said that my dad killed her, but I'm not sure.
Their mother vanished.
Kimmy has not been found.
Their father under suspicion.
Why haven't they arrested him for this?
Their baby brother, an innocent victim.
Did he kill his own son?
Now, the daughters speak out.
You think he had something to do with her mom's disappearance?
If he was able to do it to my brother, I think he probably did something to her too.
That's tomorrow.
Well, the issue of who gets what when it comes to inheritance is one of the biggest fights that can come between family members. Look, Robin and I have two boys, and, you know, we're no longer spring chickens, or at least I'm not. And, I look at this and I think, you know, how would I feel if I was in your shoes, Ed? I don't want this between y'all or between any parent and child. Now, Kathy says her father spent her intended inheritance that was worth close to $1 million. Lisa, would you join me down here? Lisa is a top legal analyst. She's our legal analyst here at the Dr. Phil Show. I want to be clear so everybody understands. That word intended is a big word, right?
Well, that's right, because legally and morally, Kathy, what you call your inheritance is really called Ed's money. Your inheritance only comes to you, of course, once he is deceased. And so during his lifetime, he's entitled to spend his money as he sees fit. Now, I understand there's an issue between you and your wife, who you're separated from now, but that's been resolved as between you and her. And look, I'm a single mom, too, and I have kids in college, and I understand the pressure of paying for college, but I don't see how you thought this was your money to begin with, how you had a sense of entitlement to the money, such a strong sense of entitlement that you would cut your dad off.
I have never had a sense of entitlement to anybody's money.
What is it that you object to here? You say that he has squandered your intended inheritance with your brother. But what you're saying is intended inheritance should be typed up Ed's money.
Well, that's right. I mean, unless you have a contract.
And it didn't work out. I suppose if you'd made a ton of money on this, we wouldn't be here.
Well, that was the objective. And
right,
so
and
that
we wouldn't
would be
here,
more
right?
More money for everybody, but it doesn't always work out that
way. So, I mean, I have a little bit of a different take on this, because I know, Dr. Phil, you and Kathy both say it's not about the money, but it sounds to me like it is about the money, and you're upset that you don't have the money now for your children's education fund and your inheritance, but aren't your children your responsibility to raise and support? And, I mean, in my view of the world, if Dad helps, that's a lovely gift, but it's not his responsibility legally or morally.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Point blank, there were four college funds. One was to my brother's son, and the other three were for my three sons. You cashed out my three sons' college funds and gave all that to my brother, and you kept my brother's son intact. Didn't you?
Well,
didn't you?
At the time, I was asked to divest those college funds for a legal reason.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That is absolutely not true.
Here's the thing, and listen, the reason I'm focusing on this is because we've got to get past it if we're going to say, okay, where do we start from here? Now, you said that there was a dispute between Ed and his wife, your mother, and that that had been resolved as to them, at which time your eyes said, that's not true.
It's not resolved yet. My father and I
read the settlement agreement.
My father and I argue that the pension has not been, the pension is still in a joint fund. It has not been distributed properly yet.
But let me ask you something. I'm not trying to play boy lawyer here. I've got my counsel right here. But I read the documents that this has been resolved between your mother and your father.
My mother is too ill. She's too ill to handle certain situations. My father absolutely knows that. She's terminally ill and she's on oxygen 24/7. My father and I argue about, do we not argue about just about between $290 to $320
every
single month?
I would be happy for a CPA to do that job and not take both of us out of it and have
you
it
wouldn't,
in the per,
you
in
wouldn't
the person
hire
do that.
A lawyer. And so you're using my mom's lawyer and my mom's not well enough, so I had to work with my mom's lawyer. So you and I were arguing all this the whole entire
but that's
year.
Between them, and they signed the agreement.
And she had an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So the attorney's looking out for her interests legally as between her and Ed, right?
Are we arguing every single month about $300?
But that's not responsive to the question here. Listen, and this isn't a cross-examination. I'm trying to narrow the issues here. Mm-hmm. There were disputes between you and your wife. You guys resolve those things. So that's done.
But there's certain things that he's not doing that she needs to have done, and you told me you're not going to do them. You're not going to...
Okay, but now, are we talking about his relationship with your mother? Are we talking about his relationship with you? Because every time I ask you a question about you, you want to talk about somebody else. Mm-hmm. This is between Ed and your mother. Now, do you care about your mother? Yes. Are you a self-appointed protector and guardian of her? I hope so. I mean, you're a daughter. You love her. I get that. I really do. But at some point, you got to stop complaining and start asking, what do you want this man to do? Is there a formula for success for him to restore this relationship?
I'm not asking you to choose between your daughter and your son. I'm not asking for that. You have been enabling my brother his entire life.
I think you missed the part about stop complaining and start asking. What do you want him to do that he's not doing?
I want you to stop enabling my brother.
Does that mean investing with him, giving him money?
Yes. He took $16,000 in August.
That's not true. I don't know what to say about that. I'm not investing money with my son now because I don't have the money to invest. So.
You told me 6 days ago he took $16,000 from your Bank of America account.
I'm sorry. I don't.
Can I ask a question? When your kids are a little older and they're adults, would they be allowed to ask you questions about how you spend your money?
Sure.
Maybe we just have different points of view. I could never imagine my kids sitting across a chair from me and saying, well, you spent this money on this and this. It's Ed's money. What if he had invested it and had done very well? Right? A lot of people invested in real estate and did well for many years. The problem I have legally and morally is where the assumption comes from that you have the right to not only ask him these questions, but cut your children off from their grandfather because you don't like the answers.
I actually, this went on since 2002, and I would go, there was several Christmases, and I would go to my brother and I'd say, wow, I'm so proud of you, you're doing great, you're doing this all on your own. And then I found out my father was giving him $50,000 a year, and that feels like a choice right there. It feels like...
Okay, but listen, I'm... And I appreciate you hanging with me here. You're being patient.
Well,
no, you are. I know you are. And I appreciate your being here. I do have a plan. I'm trying to get this somewhere. I said, what do you want him to do that he's not doing? You said, I want him to quit enabling my brother. Mm-hmm. Okay? What else?
I want him to stop lying. He's lying. He's lying to me right now. How can I, if he's hurt me to this degree, how can I trust him with my children? He's betrayed my children.
And what else? Is that it? Stop enabling your brother and stop lying to me?
Stop lying to me.
That's a pretty short list, but there are multiple things on the list, right?
There's a ton of things on the list.
Okay, and I want to talk about those. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street. Essential television.
I want to know, how could he give all the money away and where did it go? I cannot handle this emotionally any longer. If anyone can get the truth out of Ed, it's going to be Dr. Phil.
When it comes to money, you can never put a price tag on the value of family, although some people seem to. Ed claims that his daughter Kathy is more concerned about her inheritance than her relationship. Now, I'm going to start asking your dad some hard questions here in just a minute, or as you call him, Ed. But you've got to own what you have to own about this. You are jealous of your brother. You are bitter about the fact that he's done things with him that you wouldn't want him to do. And you feel like that he has shown favoritism with him. You said he cashed my boy's college funds, which is still Ed's money, by the way, and not your brother's kids. That's not right. That's not fair. That's not equitable. I agree with that. But let's call it what it is. You resent that, do you not?
Am I jealous of my brother? Have I ever been jealous of my brother? Ever?
Well, I don't think you are.
Never. Look, I am not jealous of my brother.
Do you want to use the word resent?
I'm actually afraid of my brother.
Well, we can play semantics all day long if you want to, but he is doing things with your brother that you believe to be at your expense.
He's doing things with my brother that are to a lot of people's expense.
You don't want to own any of this, and you can't change what you don't acknowledge here. Look, what has happened has happened. Did you make bad decisions?
I made some bad decisions, yes.
Did you betray your wife's trust by doing things without getting her permission, her agreement to those
That's
things?
That's correct.
Pardon me?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. What do you need to hear him say that he's not saying?
How do I get over, you know, 10 years or more, I don't know how much lying went on. I had so many conversations with you where I was like, you're sounding bored. I was very empathetic with you and I would listen to you. And those are all the lies. That's all the betrayal. It's not the money. It's none of my business. The money has never been my business. However, you know, in 2007, I had to walk into the courtroom on my own and you wouldn't fly up there to come with me, to be there for me.
But you're not asking a question. What you're saying is you should have been there for me. So just say it. Don't ask the question, how do I get over it? Say, you should have been there for me, and you weren't, and that hurt me.
Why were you not there for me?
I would like to have been there at the time I was dealing with some strong personal emotional problems that I had to deal with, and I was not able to come up at that time.
6 days ago, I told you that...
Wait a minute. Don't ask the question, get an answer, and then just move on. You're not... That's why I'm saying you're not really asking questions, because you ask a question, and the man gave you an answer, and you didn't even acknowledge it. You just, well, let's talk about something else, because I don't want to ask questions. What I want to do is just peck, 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 peck. He answered the question. At least respond to the man.
I guess I don't believe very much.
Okay, then say that. You're asking, how do I get past this? This is how you get past it, by me bringing you back to the issue. You won't deal with the issue. All right, next, the one thing that Kathy needs from her father that she is not getting. My opinion of the issue is you do resent what has happened with your brother. You do resent that he has treated him one way and you another. That makes you hurt inside. I get that. But you'd say, oh, no, that's not true. I don't feel that way. You do feel that way.
Well, I think I was responding more to what you were saying. That's their money. It's not yours. And I acknowledge that. Of course it is.
You acknowledge it intellectually, but you don't acknowledge it emotionally. Emotionally, you feel like it's been taken from you. And it has. Mm-hmm. I mean, I believe with you that it is what that represents. Mm-hmm. That he invested is a good word. He invested with his son, and he is not invested in his daughter, not money-wise. You've been in some tough stuff where you need a dad to step up there and say, come on, let's walk up these steps to the courthouse together. Come on, girl, I got you right. And that's what you needed, and that's what you didn't get. And you want to know how to heal this relationship. You never get through parenting.
No, I realize that, and it's sad. And I feel...
Well, what do you hear her saying she needs from you?
Well, she needs some love and support. And unfortunately, I'm not being able to give her that love and support because I don't have access to her.
Do you want access to
yes,
her?
Yes, I do want access
what,
to her.
What role do you want to play in her life? I mean, you've apologized for the things that... You acknowledge that we're bad decisions. You've acknowledged that she has some key points here, but she's sitting before you now and says, I need my dad.
I'd like to be able to help her emotionally. I'd like to be there for her, my grandchildren. If there's some way I can step into your life and repair the damage and find a way to be together, that's the reason I came to sit here. This was about the last thing I expected in my whole life to ever be doing.
I agree.
I came here to find a way to reconnect with my daughter. I wouldn't be here otherwise.
Tell her what you want.
And I would certainly like us to find a relationship like we had before, where we could be together and you could feel the support that I hope you once felt.
Do you miss her?
I certainly do miss her. She's a darling of my heart.
What do you miss about her?
You know, fathers and little girls are real special.
Tell her what you miss about her.
Well, I just miss, you know, sitting down and talking to her.
Tell her what I miss about you is.
I miss going camping with you. I miss talking to you. You know, I miss talking to you about your problems. I'm missing your love and love of the grandchildren. You know, I certainly would like to be able to move back to where we were at one time and be able to go on with their lives. Life's short, that I know. So I miss you dearly.
If something were to happen to your dad, God forbid, and you put this deep and heard what he just said, what would you wish you had said to him?
I pray for you all the time that you can work that you could be have more of a heart, a pure heart, and be honest with yourself. I don't feel you're honest with yourself to the degree that you cannot be honest with me.
That's what you would want to tell him if you had one last chance. You'd want to criticize his ability to have personal insight. That would be your last moment in time with your dad.
You
just want to say, I hate that you have. I don't think if my dad's been dead like 15 years, I don't think I'd want to say that to him.
I don't think I said I hate anything.
Obviously, the big question is, can this father and daughter heal this relationship, and are they willing to do something to move in that direction?
New Dr. Phil. Their mother vanished.
They said that my dad killed her.
Their baby brother dead.
Did he kill his own son?
Now the daughters speak out.
Did your dad do it?
That's tomorrow.
Closed captioning provided by...
Like to purchase a tape or transcripts of your favorite Dr. Phil show, please log on to drphil.com or call 866-4-DR-PHIL. That's 866-437-7445. 866-437-7445.
You know, the past is over. The future hadn't happened yet. The only time is right now. The only place is right here. Is there something that you want him to admit?
It's just one core issue. I don't feel protected. I don't feel like I have a father that would protect me.
That's sad. I mean, you have said that before to me. To be able to protect you, I'd have to, you know, be able to be in your life. And I'm not really in your life right now.
At this point, you said it, life's too short. I mean, well, what are they going to do to you now? I mean,
hey, I'm on this show. There's nothing anybody's going to do to me.
And you got to give the boy credit for coming.
I'm amazed, and it meant a lot to me for you to come on the show. Absolutely, 100%.
And I know this was hard for you, but in all honesty, are you not glad that you're here talking to her?
I'm glad I'm sitting here talking to my daughter.
At this point, can you say to her, from the absolute core of your soul, that if I am in your life, I will be trustworthy and I will protect you to the best of my...
If I'm in your life, I will do the utmost to protect you, be there to give you support.
Can you do that a day at a time? So you know what? There have been a whole lot more good years than bad. I mean, he's made a mistake. Is this a life sentence? Or are you going to shut him out till you die because he made some bad decisions and it betrayed you, all of which he has admitted? You got to be willing to say, look, I'll do this a day at a time. I will do this a step at a time. And if you need more of these sessions, I will make the resources available to the two of you to have those sessions and to do that. Do whatever it takes to keep that traction going. But you've got to be willing to say, this is either a life sentence and you are banished till the day you die, and I won't come to your funeral. I mean, it's a life sentence and beyond, or you can say, I'm going to start trying to rebuild this a step at a time. If we take you from here right now, put you guys in a private room, will you sit down and have that conversation right now today? This is a choice point. No cameras.
Sure.
Just the two of you.
By yourselves.
By yourselves.
I guess, yeah, okay.
Let me put it this way. Lady, what do you want? Seriously. You have said, I am alone. I need my father back in my life. And we never get through parenting these kids. I don't care how old we get or how old they get. We just parent in different ways. You need that. I know you need that. And you're not wrong for needing or wanting that. He came here today, and he has said, yes, I want to sit down with you. And you go back and sit down and do that. Yeah, whatever, sure.
No, that's not what it is. I don't want to get caught in the lie to me anymore.
Then don't ask any questions. Just go back there and share with him where you are. Bring him up to date. Will you sit down and talk to this man?
Of course.
And not call him Ed while you're doing it. Take that chance. It's worth the chance. You're worth the chance. Your kids are worth the chance. Your future is worth the chance. I buried my dad. I'm telling you, take this chance.
Okay. But there's something that I want to say. Something I want to say.
Sure.
I have been highly disrespected since 2007 from you. I've been insulted. I've been yelled at on the phone. You've told me that I can't add and subtract. You've told me I better go get a man to add and subtract for me because I don't know how to do it. You have insulted me and sworn at me over the phone.
No, I don't.
Okay.
What's your point? He's been ugly to you on the phone and disrespected your competency, when in fact we know you're quite competent and have demonstrated that throughout your life. Where's this going?
I guess I'll try.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to a woman who wants to know if she's entitled to more money than her prenup states. We're going to find out more details about that after the break. These guys are going to head off. Thanks.
I have been married to a man for the past 7.5 years. I think I'm ready to divorce him. I want to know if because I signed this prenup, is that all I am entitled to?
DrPhil.com, brought to you in part by
Activon Ultra Strength for powerful pain relief. A convenient applicator means no messy creams. Activon, applied directly where it hurts for joint pain, muscle pain, arthritis, and backache.
Travel consideration provided by
Eggland's Best Eggs, the best in nutrition, just got better.
Now with even more of the vitamins your body needs, like vitamin D.
Plus omega-3s.
Eggland's Best, the better egg.
If you want to be in the audience and you're in the Los Angeles area, then come join us, because we have a lot of fun here, right? All right. Call 323-461-PHIL, 323-461-7445. Or email us at drphil.com. The tickets are free. We've been talking about bitter family disputes that seem to be centered on money, and I really hope all of you at home listened to a lot of what I had to say and what Lisa had to say about this sense of entitlement. My next guest, Stacy, wants to know, if she divorces her husband, will she be owed more than her prenup stipulates, given her unique circumstances? Take a look at this tape, and then we'll talk.
Dear Dr. Phil, I have been married to a man that is 24 years older than me for the past 7.5 years. He is a very successful businessman, so when he asked me to sign a prenup, I had no problem with it because I wasn't in it for the money, even though I do feel like I am his trophy wife. The problem is I recently found out that he has been looking at things on the computer that I am disgusted by, and he's been hiding money from me in secret accounts, and I am not in his will. I think I'm ready to divorce him, but the prenup states that I only get $20,000 a year for 5 years. I want to know if because I signed this prenup, is that all I am entitled to, or do his lies and my giving up my career for him entitle me to more money? Sincerely, Stacy.
All right, Stacy is with us on the phone. Stacy, is this a sustainable marriage in your opinion?
No, he's not talking about any of this. He won't admit to anything that he has done. All these things I've found out, you know, he's possibly gay. That he's not talking about. He says, I'm going to put you in the will. I'm going to show you all the financials. And it's been 2 months and he's not owned up to that promise.
Okay, well, we're back talking about money again, and that just seems to just be pervasive in all situations. What I'm asking you is, you had a mindset when you got married of what marriage for you was going to be.
Right.
Is that what you have?
No. I thought he was a perfect man for years. He was wonderful to me. I was totally duped as I find out all this stuff about him, and I don't know who he is. My whole idea of who this man was is been shattered. He doesn't care what happens to me at all. I mean, I said, what happens if you die tomorrow? He said, well, you'd have to sell the house and get a job.
I have often said people almost always divorce somebody different than they married. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. And if the marriage is not right, if the marriage is not sustainable, then it doesn't matter what the financials are on getting out. You don't want to stay in a marriage that isn't a marriage. Where is she on the prenuptial?
Okay, first of all, courts love prenups because everybody likes something that makes their job easier, right? And so mm-hmm. instead of having to wade through all of the finances and all of the marriage, the court says, great, I have a contract that two people entered into when they were in love as to how everything would be divided up, and courts generally want to uphold that. And so probably you're going to be looking at the $20,000 a year. But, and here's the but, if there was fraud in the inducement, in other words, if he lied about being heterosexual at the time that they got married and he's been gay all along, that's a big lie. And that's the kind of lie that goes to the heart of the marriage. And I think she'd have a good argument for fraud in getting the prenup undone if you can show that he knew he was gay at the time you got married. This isn't something that just happened in the last few months.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know what you're saying, and it's not that there's something wrong with being gay. There's something wrong with the misrepresentation of what you are or are not.
Right, exactly.
And that's where and so you're saying that the best approach to that would be that there was fraud in the inducement. But she has said they've been married for 8 years, and for many of those years, it was wonderful.
Right.
So it's highly unlikely that that's a sustainable...
Well, the question is, was he living a lie all of this time? I mean, these emails and the stuff that you found online, has that been going on for a long time? You just discovered it now? And, you know, if there was financial fraud at the time of the prenup, that would be another ground. The question is, what happened at the time you got married 7 years ago?
Right.
Okay.
So that's going to be your option if you have it. So and as you say, that's probably going to be pretty hard to prove.
Yes.
But that's the way to approach this if you're going to challenge the prenup.
That's the angle
correct?
I'd go after.
All right, Stacey, does that answer your question?
It does. I thank you very much. I'm trying to get my ducks in a row. You know, I didn't have any money saved. I'm totally, you know, going to have to leave my home and start all over. And it just doesn't seem fair, and I do know I signed this prenup, but I didn't know that he was this person.
And that's the key, what you didn't know, and so hopefully you'll find that something you can talk about and pursue. Stacey, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, it's interesting, these prenuptial agreements got everyone buzzing on my Twitter page. I posted this tweet just yesterday or the day before. I was working on this show. I work on these at home and work on them way in advance. And I put this up. I said, hey, ladies, how do you feel about prenups? If you married a guy with big bucks, would you sign or would you be offended at the request? And if you had money, would you ask?
How'd you get all that on your Twitter page?
Well, count it. No, that's 140 characters. Count them up.
Okay.
It comes out dead zero.
Count okay.
Because I go back and make
You're
it fit.
You're one of those guys, right? Okay.
Here are some of the responses. And I have to say, women were really divided. One said, I'd be upset. I believe marriage is a lifetime commitment. One said, I'm going through a divorce now, and I wish I had one. Another said, I would sign it because I'm in it for love, not money. One said, he shouldn't ask me to marry him if he thinks I'm going to run off with his dough. And says, of course I would, but I would enter my own clause. If you cheat, the prenup is null and void.
That's a good one. That's
we'll be right one. Back. The people of Haiti still need your help, so please log on to drphil.com and donate to the American Red Cross earthquake relief effort. Thank you. You heard what I said on the show, but to find out what I said after the show, visit drphil.com and click on Dr. Phil Uncensored. Well, I want to thank all of my guests today. We've been talking about these things because they're so important. And let me tell you, everything comes and goes, but family is so, so very important. Sometimes you're right, but you're unhappy. I mean, you just got to decide, do I want to be right or do I want to have my family? Do I want to just choose not to react and pick a different battleground? It's worth it. Special thanks to Lisa Bloom, our legal analyst. Thanks for being here and talking about all this. We'll see you soon. So long. Well, I want to thank all of my guests today. We've been talking about these things because they're so important. And let me tell you, everything comes and goes, but family is so, so very important. Sometimes you're right, but you're unhappy. I mean, you just got to decide, do I want to be right or do I want to have my family? Do I want to just choose not to react and pick a different battleground? It's worth it. Special thanks to Lisa Bloom, our legal analyst. Thanks for being here and talking about all this. We'll see you soon. So long. Thanks. See y'all. Bye-bye.